Thank you for calling XPO. This is Jody speaking. How may I assist you?
Hey, Jody, my name is Daniela. Did I get your name right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm calling from Avon Home Depot regarding a customer who had you guys measure him for an electric cook range top, and he lost his paperwork. You have already gotten a call on this and given the information to one of our kitchen designers, but that kitchen designer is out sick, so I have to ask you for the same information again. Can you help me out with a PO number?
Okay, we can try the PO number.
Okay, that number is 7149-8689 for Robert Gervais, or I have his phone number too.
Okay, we're going to have to try his phone number because I can't use that number.
Okay, 617-839-8653.
Okay, and this will take a little while, okay, so just stand by.
Can I have a request. Can
Yes,
you
ma'am.
email the customer, again so that he comes in with it? I do not want to take notes because I don't know when he'll be back. That'll just get lost. But if he can have the numbers emailed to him again, then any appliance person can help him order it.
Okay, if the email is listed on the order, I'll be able to.
Yep, he said that he had it before. Or how does XPO typically give? I'm sorry, but I'm new in appliances. I really work in garden. How does XPO typically give the customer their measurement?
It will be through an actual appointment.
He's had an appointment.
No, I
So does
mean
anybody keep?
the measurement, how he will get his measurements will be through an appointment.
No, he's already had an appointment. You guys
Okay.
did the measurements. He needs the numbers from the measurements so that we get his can order something that's appropriate for you guys to install.
Okay, if it's in the notes,
So
I'll be able to give
that's
it to you.
exactly okay. I don't want it. I want him to get a copy so that when he comes back into the store, it's not me who's probably going to be gone that has the numbers, but so the customer has the numbers. I mean, you
Okay.
can tell me, that would be great, but really, if you don't give the customer the numbers, we're just going to be making another phone call. Okay, I'm listening, and I appreciate it. Sorry, this is one more thing to add to your day, but we just want to help the customer order the right thing.
Can you confirm the customer's name
Please.
and address?
Robert Gervais, GERVET, and now you're going to make me look him up. Hold on, how do I look him up? Let's see, 2671. Did you find him in your system?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. Hold on, I'm almost there.
Okay, so I'm not seeing any notes left over with his measurements.
So hang on. If you guys went out to visit and take measurements and got paid for that, you don't keep a record of what those measurements
Well,
are?
the service provider would, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Robert's address is 243 Grove Street in Randolph, 02368.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, that's the correct address. But the
So,
service provider, the installer who went out and did the measurement will have that information.
okay, now I'm really confused because, like I said, I come from garden. Aren't you the service provider?
No, ma'am, we work with
Didn't
them.
I? Okay, I just called XDO, right? This is XDO.
Yes, ma'am.
Who is the service provider?
Sycamore Plumbing.
Do you have a phone number for them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you spell that for me, and I'll call them and ask them for those numbers.
It will be 508.
508.
446.
6344. I appreciate it. I'm just trying to help the customer, you know. What is the name of the service provider again?
Sycamore Plumbing.
Sycamore. Like the tree?
Sycamore. S-Y-C-A-M-O-R-E.
Yep, that's a tree. Okay, Sycamore Plumbing. All right, thanks so much. I will call them, and you have a great week.
You too. Thank you for helping me out over here at XPO.
Okay.